self-confidence grows in using it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Self-confidence grows in using it. So many people feel they lack self-confidence. And the reason they lack self-confidence is because they're doing something that they're not happy with. They're doing something that they're not enjoying. They're doing something that they do not choose to do if they had a choice. Now, do we ever do anything in our life that we wouldn't do if we had a different choice? Do we ever do something differently than what we're doing now? Do we? And the answer is no. We do not have to do anything in life. You say, well, Herb, that's a most interesting statement, because we do have to do many things. We do have to do our normal toiletry. We do have to do our normal eating. We do have to do our normal living. We do have to do our normal going to work. We do have to do our normal coming home and having our home life, whether it's with a family or without, whether we are our own family alone, because single people living alone make up over 50% of the population in the world, maybe even more. But single people living alone. So really, we are our own family. Now, where does self-confidence come in, and how does it grow in using it? Well, when I say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I help to build up a self-confidence that is a very beneficial thing. Now, when I see something and I say, that looks interesting, I've never tried that before. Now, let's see if I like it. And so I go and buy a Rubik's Cube, and I play with the Rubik's Cube, and I twist it and turn it. And after a little while, it gets me very frustrated. And I say to myself, how do these people click, 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 and in just a few clicks put it in place? Well, they have self-confidence. They look at the Rubik's Cube and they say, Rubik's Cube, I understand you, I know how you function, and now I operate you according to how you function. And with a click, 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 they put it right into place. Now, you and I have the tendency to look at something confusing or something new, and we say, oh, I don't understand it. Oh, I don't understand it. And we have no self-confidence in doing it at all. And of course, that's what it should be. We're putting the cause in motion saying, oh, I don't understand it. And of course, when we say, oh, I don't understand it, everything about us turns off our inquisitiveness so that we do not understand it. We do not think about it. We do not look at it. We say, it is too difficult for me. I'm not interested in challenging my mind in that way. Crossword puzzles and other things are the same way. Do you do it? Do you like to do those things? Do you like to do those challenges? If you do like to do those challenges, you can be sure you're a very self-confident person, because you do things that are not necessarily right off the bat easy as pie to do. You do things that are challenging. You do things that are demanding of your confidence in yourself, of your wisdom in yourself. When you do things and then you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And you know, you keep saying that, and then you're working on this, and then for some strange, beautiful, wonderful reason, you do know it. The divine in you does know it. The divine in you does reveal to you what the answer is. Now, are you willing, ready, and able to apply this in all areas of your life? Well, that's dubious. Are you willing, able, and ready to apply it in any area of your life? Well, if it's profitable for me, well, let's make it profitable for you. Let's make having self-confidence profitable for us. We can have self-confidence be profitable for us when we say, I can do that. And we don't have to say it out loud. We can say it out loud. We don't have to. I can do that. And then with this feeling of I can do it, you go forth and you do it. You will find the doors are all open in your mental consciousness to be aware of everything that has to be done for you to be able to do it. In fact, you may even think of a few things that people who are doing it easily and quickly never dreamed of doing, and you do it even more beautifully and more easily and more quickly. But you don't show them. You don't make them feel a lack of confidence just because you have more confidence. You do it and you say, yes, this is great. And every opportunity we have for doing anything, we don't say it's difficult. We don't say it's difficult, because if we say it's difficult, then of course it is difficult. If we say it's easy, we sometimes confront our our logical thinking, which says, no, it isn't. But if you say, this is interesting, let's see how it functions. Let's see how it operates. Let's look at this Rubik's Cube and see how it functions. There is a principle. There is a principle that operates this Rubik's Cube. And there's a principle that makes it work. And all the Rubik's Cubes are the same, so that the principle can function perfectly and wonderfully in all of them. And if one person can make a twist here and a twist there and a twist here and a twist there, because he knows what he's doing. Because when she's working on this, she understands the principle. And then she turns it and turns it and turns it. And then, blip, out comes the perfect response. Self-confidence is something we give to ourselves. It is something we build into our own nature by our everyday attitude. And it grows by using it. And the more I say, I know, that I know, that I know, the divine in me is the answer, the more that I believe this, the more that I let go and let the divine in me be the answer, then it is the answer. Now, some people object to the word divine, but I know that I know that I know. My brain in me knows the answer. The mind in me knows the answer. My intelligence in me knows the answer. If their intelligence can tell them how to do it, my intelligence can tell me how to do it, because we're all the one intelligence. And however we want to say it, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that we believe in ourselves. And to believe in ourselves is not a belief in something strange or something that is elusive or something that is unknown to us, but to believe in ourselves is to merely say, hey, I can do this. I have never done this before, but I can do this. I taught one young man, Jan Stalder, how to drive. And Jan is a very brilliant, quick learner. And as I taught him to drive, I took him out on a country road, and I said, Jan, please follow my directions, and you'll be an excellent driver. And Jan says, oh, good, good, good. And then I said, Jan, put a brick, stop, quick, stop. And he said, why? And I said, well, you'll never be a good driver. Well, why is that? Because you don't follow what you hear is to be followed. Well, I knew there was nothing out there, but you didn't know that I knew there was a tack in the road and you were going to drive right over it if you didn't stop. Well, yeah. And when I tell you to stop, you stop not because you believe that you have to understand why I say stop, but you have to stop because I say stop. In you, an intuitive awareness must happen that when the concept stop comes, you stop. You're thinking of something else and you're edging up to a stop sign and there are other cars in front of you and your mind is off somewhere else and all of a sudden you bump somebody. And you say, well, why did I do that? They're big as all outdoors there. I could see them. Well, the concept stop was not ingrained in your consciousness so that when you think stop, you stop. And when your eyes see a car ahead of you, you just slow down or stop or put yourself in a proper position to it automatically. But you don't do these things automatically unless you train yourself to respond to stimuli and what the stimuli have to say to you. And the stimulus that you see is the car in front of you slowing down. And so you automatically slow down. But if you're driving and you're a little child and you're driving and you're not ready trained in this, you're allowed to drive right into the car, and you do it. Now, a lot of people, when they're flying airplanes, and they become so disturbed, and they don't know what to do, they take their feet off of the ailerons, and they take their hands off of the wheel and they off the stick, and they let go, and the plane lands itself. Why does the plane land itself? Because that's what it's built to do. It's built to glide in wherever it is. You take a plane, and a child's plane, you throw it in the air, and it glides. And the plane is designed to glide and land neatly and beautifully. Now, if you throw the plane with undue force, where it doesn't have a chance to build up the lift and drag and other coefficients that take place there, then it will be out of order. But if you let go and let the natural design of the plane take over, it will land. And so it is with other things in our life. If we will let the natural disposition within us take over, we'll do many beautiful things. But in other situations where we are in a traffic situation, for instance, and we are not familiar with that because it's something new to us, and we let the car glide out of control, if we're trained in our training sessions that whenever we see a car, we immediately take control, and if it's in our path, we slow down, or we go around it, or whatever is necessary, we do. This is how we build self-confidence in us, by using it. And we think that we know it all. We think that we can do anything, and we can. But in the process of doing anything, we want to learn to be harmonious with the world that we're in. And the way to be harmonious with the world that we're in is to flow harmoniously with it and realize that when I told John to stop, he had to stop. And the more he stopped, when it was necessary for him to stop or slow down, he did it most naturally. We're driving along old 80 coming to Buckman Springs Road, and as we drive along, there is a big red sign in the middle of the road. And the big red sign is announcing a stop sign about 300 yards ahead. Now that's a long way, but it's a major intersection, and it's an intersection where a stop sign light would not normally be seen and would not normally be expected. And so they put this big red sign there for people to say, "See me? I'm a red sign." When you see a red sign, what do? You give it attention. You say, "Whoops, there's something here that needs my attention. Oh, yes, I'm going to stop." It doesn't mean stop right there. It means, "Oh, yes, attention, attention." And you see, when we are learning ourselves, training ourselves in self-confidence, we train ourselves to be alert to all of the symbols, all of the signs that come into our life that tell us when to slow down, when to speed up, when to turn the Rubik's Cube in just such a way so that it'll fall into place. So that in every area we train ourselves in self-confidence, and though it may not appear to be there in the beginning, we are making that undergrowth within us of that strength of awareness, of that self-confidence that will stand us in good stead in all circumstances. That's what life's all about, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.